Some Deschutes County leaders take steps to attract more business to the region. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Deschutes County Commissioners just approved a new regional economic opportunity plan. Specifically, the plan looks to increase the number of large lot industrial sites in Deschutes County. Peter Gutowski with the Deschutes County Planning Department says our lack of such sites is hurting us.
You know, if you don't have enough diversity of sites, it can be difficult to encourage recruiters to visit an area. And that's what this program is really attempting to do, is to make the region more competitive for attracting site selectors. You know, we have had success in the region with Facebook and so forth. But, you know, I think the region, at least the leadership in the region, really feels that we can do better.
This plan will encourage cities like Bend, Redmond, Lapine, and Sisters to look for land that can be turned into large lot industrial sites. And this plan will help expedite the process. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Oregon Congressman Greg Walden gets first approval of a bill designed to help the economy get going. Walden chairs the House Subcommittee on Communications and Technology. That committee just approved his jump-starting opportunity with Broadband Spectrum Act. Walden says the bill frees up big chunks of the broadband spectrum, which should in turn spur innovation. An article in the Bulletin says the bill would move television broadcasts to a different part of the spectrum and allocate a portion of the spectrum for exclusive use by public safety and emergency communications. Rural Lapine has been harder hit economically than some of the more populated areas of Central Oregon. The Lapine Community Kitchen has seen the need go up over the last couple of years. Christina Riggs says their unemployment rate is still uncomfortably high.
The unemployment rate down here is considered, especially when we go into the winter season where summer jobs are gone, and so a number of people are laid off, and that's the case with the many people down here. Their jobs are seasonal. So we see a marked increase during the winter of people needing services.
Riggs says they've seen about a 20% increase in need since last year. She adds they're now getting about half the usual amount of non-perishable food donations from the Oregon Food Bank. They've tried to make up the difference with local donations, but it has been difficult. Oregon gets a D on a report card that measures how strict state laws are when it comes to child sex trafficking. Shared Hope spokesman Lauren Wolgamoth says it's tough to stop child sex trafficking without strict laws, and this is happening everywhere, with children as young as 9 years old.
Unfortunately, domestic minor sex trafficking happens everywhere across our country. We know there are cases in Central Oregon where kids have either been trafficked into the area or they have shown up in the Portland metro area and they are from Central Oregon. There, anywhere there are interstates in our country, kids are being moved just as much as mattresses or televisions or anything that you buy in a store.
Washington State got a grade of B up there. Someone found guilty of sex trafficking of a minor can get up to 7 years behind bars, but in Oregon, it's 7 days for the same crime. Washington County authorities are on the lookout for a 13-year-old runaway. Sheriff's deputies say Dalia Maro Contreras was last seen leaving Monday morning for her Brown Middle School in Hillsboro, but she didn't arrive there. Sheriff's Office spokesman Sergeant David Thompson says the eighth grader was carrying extra clothing and money as she left her home. Dalia is described as 4'6", 95 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a blue jacket, purple jeans, and white shoes. And volunteers set up Prineville's nativity scene yesterday. The scene is in the plaza next to City Hall and is being run by private citizens. These steps were taken to avoid ACLU complaints, similar to those they received last year. Bob Orlando and about a half dozen volunteers put up the figurines. This year, the scene includes the manger and figurines of Mary and Joseph, but Orlando says next year, the community plans to expand the display to include both secular and religious displays. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com, and of course, we'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes your way in just half an hour, 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.